This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know how your parents always said not to put money in your mouth because you don't know where it's been? Well, Steve Boggan knows where his money's been, or at least one particular $10 bill. He started in Lebanon, Kansas, close, he figured, to the center of the country, and for 30 days and 30 nights followed his 10 spot wherever it went for a total of 3,300 miles around the American heartland. His book about the adventure is called Follow the Money. Steve, it's good to talk to you.
Hello, Kai.
Let's review the logistics here for a second. You marked up this bill so that you'd be able to spot it in a dark and smoky bar or in some crowded store, right? So you knew which one you were following.
Yes.
And then how did it go at the point of sale when the bill changed hands? Did you literally just say, hi, I'm following the money?
Yes. What I had to do before each person spent the money, they tell me what they were going to do. I would go up to the next recipient and say, look, you know, this guy or this woman is about to spend a $10 bill. I've been following that $10 bill, and I'd like to carry on following. Will you cooperate? And everybody said yes.
You found yourself becalmed a number of times when that bill just had nowhere to go. Stores were closed. I mean, the first place you went to, Lebanon, Kansas, there was almost no place to spend that money.
No, there wasn't. I think I had two shops in town. Three shops. And come 4 o'clock on Saturday, everything closed and nothing opened again until Monday. Now, that meant that the guy who had the $10 bill at that time, it meant that on the Sunday, I got to follow him around and he introduced me to farmers. They were an aging group of farmers. And it meant that I was able to get a snapshot of this way of life, which frankly was dying.
What if somebody had put this in the bank or put it in a church collection plate? I mean, there are any one of a number of ways this thing could have gone horribly wrong and you'd have been home in 3 days.
Completely, I agree. They say that the mere act of observing an experiment affects its outcome. That is essentially, I think, what happened. So if your next question, which it might have been, was, you know, is this a true journey of a $10 bill? I can't say for sure, but I doubt it very much.
Who sticks with you of all the people you met? I mean, what stands out? What'd you take home with you?
The most fun time I had was when the $10 bill was paid to the lead singer in a blues band in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And those guys held on to me a little bit longer than I think they needed to.
I think you wanted to stay. You were drinking a lot of beer and hanging out with these guys. I read that part of the book, man.
I was drinking a lot of beer and hanging out with these guys, and they were wonderful.
When was the last time you saw this bill?
This morning. At the very end, the last guy to have it, who was a car worker in Detroit, he saw me looking at the bill in his wallet. And he said, look, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to spend the money. Do you want it back? So I gave him another $10, and I got to keep the original $10.
Steve Boggan, his book is called Follow the Money, A Month in the Life of a $10 Bill. Steve, thanks a lot.
Thank you, too.